What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy. I'm back. I'm back in action. I know you guys miss my sexy voice because I know I have that effect on people. I do. But you are listening to the Scavoli Show, the most important show, and we have a very exciting guest. I love her. She does a great work. She does great Ahsoka pins. And if it looks like Ahsoka, I buy it. If it doesn't, I sell it on eBay for a lot of price, a lot of pricey value, and then we see how it is. We have Tano Creations here, the founder, the creator, the mastermind, the manipulator. She manipulates me a lot. I don't know why, but we're just going to say that. Tony, are you there? You hear me?
Yep, I
Okay,
can hear
because you're
you just
screaming in your
fine.
microphone. Like I was a little static. I was
Oh, sorry. My volume must be up.
Don't kill me. Don't kill my ears. I need to listen to my Tori Kelly music. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. But how are you? How's everything?
I'm doing very well. How about
I'm still
yourself?
alive, haven't died yet, haven't got shot at, so I'm pretty good, Haven't died of corona, so.
That's good.
But we, like I said in the beginning, this is Tano Creations, and you're going to talk about why did you name yourself Tano Creations?
Yeah, for sure. So it kind of started a while back because when I first started like video games and stuff, my gamer tag has always been Tony Tano, and obviously my love for Ahsoka Tano, that's why I went by that. And so then I actually started a cosplay Instagram and I called it
Okay.
Tano Cosplay. And when I decided to open this shop, I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna kind of make it like a sister account to my cosplay. So Tano Creations was the next best thing. So that's what I went ended up going with.
Oh, okay. So you cosplayed as Ahsoka Tano for how long?
I only cosplayed as her once, and it was for a Halloween a few years back. And since then, I've done some anime cosplaying. I would love to revisit the Ahsoka cosplay, but it takes a lot of time and money that I'm just a little too nervous to do yet.
That we do not have. We do not have the money to put that thing that she has. I don't know what, how you say that thing that she has on the Lulik or something. The Leku.
Leku?
I can't say words. So I love Ahsoka, but I don't know what she has
Yeah,
on.
for sure. Because if I was going to create her, I would want to do it right, and I would just need to like research materials and spend money that I really don't want to spend
That I
right now.
don't have. That I do not have.
Yeah, exactly. So the pin business was kind of like a good introduction to me to like selling to a fandom and creating stuff that I like. So it's been cool so
Oh,
far.
that's good. I'm so glad that you're killing the pin game
I'm trying, you know.
because pins weren't like popular like back in not back in the day. I was gonna say back in the day, like the 1970s. But like back in like 2000, like 7, 8, like those like years, like pins are just coming back now.
Yeah, what's funny is I've actually been collecting pins for a long time. It started when I was a kid, when we'd go on vacation. I would find like the Hard Rock cafes and I would buy the guitar pins. So I actually collect Hard Rock pins. And then recently I started like collecting more Star Wars and Ahsoka.
That's all I collect. I just collect Ahsoka. That's my baby. Don't play with me.
Yeah, for sure. Those are my two biggest collections right now, Ahsoka and Hard Rock.
Oh, good. So, my next question is, who are your favorite Star Wars characters?
Oh my gosh. So I had to put some thought into this question. I mean, obviously, Ahsoka Tano is like my holy grail of Star Wars characters. I love her. I've followed her since like her premiere in, it was 2008, I believe, with the Clone
It
Wars
was.
movie. I love her. But when I was little, my first Star Wars film that I actually saw that my dad showed me was The Empire Strikes Back. And I loved Luke Skywalker. I love Luke Skywalker so much. So he comes in a very close second. And then probably Princess Leia for number three, because I really love her. She's like your strong female, and I love her.
Yeah, see, I don't like Luke, so I can't relate to that. I don't like Luke. I have my
He was
opinions.
like my first like movie star crush. I was like, Luke Skywalker is a cutie. I like him.
Yeah, Mark Hamill's good too. Like he went blonde, then went gray, and then went black,
Yeah. For sure.
So why do you so Ahsoka is number one, always for me too. But why do you pick why
Yeah.
did you start your pin business? Your first pin, it was the Ahsoka. What is it? What is it called? The
I called it mechanic coffee
there you
break.
go, mechanic coffee break. Couldn't say that word for some reason. So you picked Ahsoka for your first ever pin. Why is that?
Yes. So obviously, I really love Ahsoka, and I've been collecting Ahsoka Tano merch for a while. And I started buying pins, like last year of Ahsoka. And I was like, man, like, I really want to make pins because, like, I think I could have some cool ideas for designs and stuff. So then when I started researching and was like, you know, I'm going to do this. I wanted to do Ahsoka, A, because I love her, and two, because I followed a lot of people within the Ahsoka community, and I was like, hopefully I'd have like a good starter base with like my fellow Ahsoka Tano lovers. It's my first pin, and I really just wanted to try and do an Ahsoka that hasn't been done before, so that's why I picked Ahsoka with her mechanic goggles, because I have not seen a pin with that yet. So I just kind of started with something I don't want to say simple, but like something that I thought would do okay, you know?
Yeah, and Ahsoka is big. So anything that's Ahsoka, people really buy it. I don't know
Yeah.
why, because if it doesn't even look like her, like yours looks like Ahsoka. Like I'm not dissing you on that. Like some Ahsoka creator pins do not look like her. So when people buy them, I'm like, you just spend like $25 on a pin that doesn't even look like her.
Yeah, so that was the other thing with my designs. I'm very like particular because like I if someone's gonna spend money on my stuff, I want it to look legit, you
Yeah.
know? Like I don't want it to look like I half-assed or anything. I want it to be like a high quality pin. And so like too, I really struggled with like pricing my pin because I'm like I want it to be a fair price, but like obviously I have to cover costs and the shipping label costs and
Yeah.
everything like that. But I kind of wanted it to be like, if you want one of my pins, you should be able to get one of my pins. That's also why I struggled with the number, because I started with a fairly small number of these pins. And I was like, man, if these sell out, I might have to order more, because like, I really don't want to make a limited edition, because I want people to be able to get Ahsoka stuff, you know?
And for a fair price too,
Yeah.
because some Ahsoka stuff is really expensive.
Yeah, and I've definitely bought some expensive
I
Ahsoka stuff because I have like no shame when it comes to buying
think
Ahsoka
we all have that. I think every Ahsoka Tano lover in the world, or the galaxy far, far away,
Tano
like has so much Ahsoka stuff. Like people collect Ahsoka stuff, and like they're like. My issue is just with that. Like, they're collecting so much. Like, we know you're a big Ahsoka fan, but you collect so much of her stuff. Like, you must have spent millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars on Ahsoka merch that doesn't even look like her. You know?
Yeah.
Like you bought something like for $85 that didn't even look like her. It looked like a half-ass me.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely fall into that too sometimes with my art. Like when I'm designing like my own character or something, a lot of times I find they all start to look similar and I'm like, "Oh boy, this is not going good."
This looks wrong. This looks like I just half-assed this. This looks like Chris. This
Yeah.
doesn't look.
Yeah, I know. And I don't think I've posted any of them yet, but I have right now two Princess Leia designs in the works. So Carrie Fisher. And I was struggling. For every reason, her eyes like make her look like her. And I was struggling for a while to get her eyes right because I'm like, her eyes are what make Carrie Fisher look like Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, like you can't put like an eye on her forehead and go, "Here, Carrie Fisher, you look like a cyclops."
Yeah. Well, like even then, you know, like Carrie Fisher has like the cute little round eyes and Ahsoka has like very large eyes because she's a Togruta. So just like character designing stuff, it's like stuff you just gotta be aware of,
Yeah,
you know?
but that's awesome. I can't wait for more designs. I hope more of Ahsoka coming soon. We're gonna talk.
Oh,
We're definitely going
definitely.
to talk later in the show about your designs. We know you had a Princess Leia. So, but we're going to cut to break real quick, Tony. So,
Okay.
and then we're going to take a 5-minute potty break. All right. So you go to the bathroom and I'll. die, and I'll shiver up in a hole and then come back out in 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to the Scavoli Show. I have my BFF Tony Tano Creations here today. We'll be right back with her. We're going to ask her some tough questions when we come back. I hope she's ready, because I'm not ready for what I don't even know what I'm going to ask her. So I don't even know. It just goes with the flow.
If it's Star Wars, I'm ready.
Oh, no, it's Star Wars, girl. I'm not going to ask your social security number on live TV. Maybe in the background, like Darth Sidious in the background orchestrating the Clone Wars. Oh, I just went there. Oh, shit. Shit, do you hear the echo? I do. I hear him. I hear him in the dark. I hear him. But you're listening to the Scavoli Show, guys. Tano Creations is with me, my little co-host for the day. And we will be right back on the Scavoli Show. Bye. What's up, everybody? 5 minute break over, bitches. 5 minute break over. See, I went in my hole, I came back out. I was a fucking scientist. Holy shit. Holy shit, people. We're back to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. I have my co-host with me today, Tano Creations. Tony, are you there? Do not yell in my ear, please.
I'm back. I'm here.
Oh, thank God. We thought we lost you in the bathroom. Thank God.
No, I did not get lost in the Scarlet Pit.
Oh, thank God. Boba Fett did that, and he has a spinoff show. So... He's alive. So if you came out of that pit, maybe you can have a spinoff show.
Oh, for sure. I'm really just hoping Ahsoka gets one.
Well, we never know. I have a little secret to tell you, but we'll tell you. I have to tell you off air. So okay. I can't spoil anything because I'm an insider. Dun-na-na. You never watch that show, The Insider? Like, I'm the insider. Chris, your favorite white boy, the insider. Oh, shit. Just went there. Mario Lopez, fuck your job. I'm taking over Mario Lopez. Wait, is that the right show? No, probably not. Sorry, Mario.
I hope so. I don't know.
I hope so, too. Sorry, Mario. We love you. I love you. You're handsome. But we are back to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. And are you ready for my hard, tough questions, Tony?
For sure.
Okay. So what is your favorite Star Wars movie? And why? First question. And then your favorite Star Wars moment. Scene. We'll do scene. Because moment is just the same thing as a scene, I think.
Okay. So, yeah. They don't have to be from the same movie, right?
Yeah, no. They do not have to be. Like, if your favorite movie is The Rise of Skywalker, it doesn't have to be from The Rise of Skywalker.
Sadly, that is not my favorite. Yeah, my favorite Star Wars movie is Return of the Jedi. I love Return of the Jedi. I really like that movie, just because I think we really got to see Luke, like, fully become, like, a real Jedi. And I really love that. Like, he built his own lightsaber. We got to see him with his green lightsaber. I love his whole black getup in that movie and how George Lucas used that to try and, like, trick fans into thinking he was going to turn to the dark side, but then it's revealed that he was in the light all along. So I really love the symbolism of that movie. I also really love just like Princess Leia trying to be badass in her own right and dressing up as a bounty hunter to go try and save Han. I love that scene. But my favorite scene from Star Wars probably comes from the Clone Wars. Ooh. And it's... I watch this scene over and over just because I love it. And it's most definitely Ahsoka Tano's escape from the Death Watch camp during the arc where Lux takes her to Death Watch and he's trying to bargain with them to help get justice.
Oh, so she's for the one where she's in the coat. That thing. Right? Am I right?
Okay. Yes, like that arc. And it's they have her... They have her captured and they're planning on executing her because she's a Jedi, and R2 comes, hands her her lightsabers, and she makes like the most badass escape ever. And I love that scene so much.
I think any Ahsoka scene, it's like, it's because she's a Jedi and we all know she's with Obi-Wan and Anakin. But with her character, I feel like she's in like some tough position sometimes, like worse than Anakin or Obi-Wan, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think half the time it's Anakin's doing, too.
I really do. Like, Anakin just throws her, hey, jump off that cliff. If you survive, you can come back and eat.
I think they actually do that in an episode to Rex.
I think so too. They didn't bring her a jetpack. I was like, in the last, it was the Phantom, was it the, not Phantom Apprentice? It was Old Friends Not Forgotten, where she's ready to, and Rex is like, I didn't mind to bring you a jetpack. Why would you not bring her a jetpack? I was like,
Okay, but like that was so awesome, just seeing her jump out of
I
the
would
plane
die.
and like
I would not even know how to do that. I would fly. I would be like James Bond, but not do anything else. Just like float there, be scared to shit, and then I would just die to doomed to my death. I don't know what I like. She floated. Like she was like, "Yeah, I'm a god. I'm a goddess, and I'm gonna go float." Like she was like Pennywise. I'll float too, you know.
Yeah, I love that scene. That was such a great scene. And too, like, it really, because in the movie, Anakin and Ahsoka, they have to make it to the top of this base. And they are like, race you to the top. And so it's them racing the whole time. And so then in that scene, they kind of parallel the beginning. And it's like, I'll race you to the surface.
And Rex is like, yeah, and he loses anyway because we didn't know where he was. We just saw Ahsoka like kicking some ass on planes. I always watch the Season Man just I always watch the Season Mandalore arc because I feel like that's the most important arc.
Oh, definitely. It was such a great arc, too.
It was. I love my Ahsoka so much. Like I just want to hold her and tell her it's okay.
I really liked Bo-Katan in the Siege of Mandalore arc, too. She was really cool in that arc.
She is. Bo-Katan's a badass. We need a figure from her. We need a figure.
I know, for sure. I should.
Add it to everybody Hasbro hates Hasbro because you're making the same figures Hasbro. Make some different characters from the Clone Wars. Make them.
For sure. I would love to see like I really liked like the Bounty Hunter squad too. That was like in a few different arcs in the Clone Wars, like with Embo and all of that. He was really cool.
Yeah, all of like Cat Bane, Hondo, like those people, right? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All those characters were really cool, and I think they're very underappreciated for the Clone
I know,
Wars.
right? Like we don't know what happened to all of them. You know, we don't know if they died in a car crash or like stole kids' candy on Halloween. Like we don't know.
Yeah.
We just don't know. So, Tony, are you ready for this important question?
Sure.
She goes, sure. She's like not excited. She's like, ah, oh, damn, it's questions again.
I'm ready. If it's Star Wars, I'm ready. Let's go.
So, in episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, we hear
Okay.
voices, right? We hear voices at the end when Rey goes, be with me, because we didn't have enough money to have all their Force ghosts standing there. Just saying, Disney or Lucasfilm, just saying, you have billions of dollars, but you didn't want to add that. Okay. I understand you. I understand you have problems. Is Ahsoka Tano, because we hear her voice, if you go back, and I know it was very low because when I heard it in the movie theater, I almost punched the guy next to me out. Because of my excitement, you know, of my excitement because I heard her voice. So, is Ahsoka Tano alive in The Rise of Skywalker and why? Da-na-na-na.
Oh boy. Okay, so this is a really hard question because when I first saw that scene, I really thought she was already dead because we're hearing the Force ghosts. But Ahsoka's character is now kind of like in this weird gray area because she has like basically the daughter of Mortis looking out for her and watching her. And obviously, Ahsoka has already interacted with the world between worlds.
Ooh.
So I wonder. I kind of think not, just because obviously at that point in the movie, our original cast of Han, Leia, and Luke are already all passed. And we know Ahsoka is obviously at least what, like 20 some or years older than Luke, because she was I think 19 by the end of the Clone Wars or something around
Yeah, I
there.
think so, because
And
Anakin was
Luke
like
wasn't,
40 when he died.
yeah, and Luke was like just being born. Granted, I don't know the average lifespan of a Togruta, Ruta, so she could be living a lot longer.
Yeah, just like Yoda's like f 4 million years old. I don't know. Baby Yoda's 50. Like, how is the
Yeah,
ba how is that cute baby 50 years old? I want to be 50 years old looking like Baby Yoda. If I don't look like that at 50, I'm fucking killing myself. Like, that's it. Like, that's it.
Oh my.
So, are you ready for my
Oh.
answer?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear your
My
theory.
theory. My theory. So we all know, like you just mentioned, the World of Worlds, and it's a very important, no one, that arc does not get enough credit, you know, no,
Oh, for sure.
that,
It's
yes, and
underrated.
no one is paying attention. Everybody's paying attention to rumors. Oh, this is who's going to be in The Mandalorian. Oh my God, a spin-off show of The Bad Batch. Oh my God, we called that, we did this, and no distance to any of those sources. I love rumors, I love spoilers, because when it comes to when I see the person, if just say Boba Fett is rumored to be in The Mandalorian, like I'm excited to see that. Like, and when I see him, I go,
Yeah.
holy shit, like they called it, but it's good to see him in live action. Something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So we all know there's rumors, there's spoilers, there's everything and their mother out there, you know? But the
Yep.
World of Worlds, we don't, no one wants to pay attention to that. Everybody's worried about the rumors, like I just said. Everybody's like, but what are they making in 2023? Like, you're writing a movie on what? I would
Yeah.
love to know what you're writing. Love to know. Please give me a sneak peek when you're done, because I don't know what they're writing. So,
Yeah.
with the world, it opens a whole new world. We all know Ahsoka made it out of Order 66. We all saw that. We saw her story. I watched Rebels before the Clone Wars, so I knew Ahsoka was alive before anything else.
Oh man, you spoiled
I know, I
yourself.
really did, but that was all right. I saw her. I was like, oh my God, that's my wife. Oh my God, I see her. Because I think I watched the Clone Wars first till season six, or yeah, season six or five. I think five is when she left, right? Season five? She wasn't in season six.
Yeah, I think it was the end of season 5, and I think season 6 is like the Lost Missions that were aired on Netflix.
Yes. So we all know she made it out of Order 66. We all know that she made it out of Rebels. We all know she is at the end of Rebels with her little Gandalf cloak on and her little staff. Like, she's ready to kill me with that staff. So we all know that. And now she is rumored to be in The Mandalorian season two. So The Mandalorian takes place after the Return of the Jedi 5 years. So Ahsoka's still out there 5 years after that. Okay. We all know she survived the Return of the Jedi because at the end of Rebels, it's the end of that fight. You know, Darth Vader is back to Anakin, but we burn his body, you know. So carry on to the back to my World of Worlds. That bird, Morai, like you said, it's the light side of the Force. You know, that bird represents everything of Ahsoka. We're not paying attention to that bird enough. And I might sound like an idiot because I think I do, but people get what I'm saying. That Morai in the World of Worlds found Ahsoka. Ezra did not find Ahsoka. Morai found Ahsoka. Ezra looked up and was like, hey, I met you before. And looked to the portal, and guess what? Ahsoka was fighting Vader. She gets pulled out of the World of Worlds, right? We all know that. So in the Mandalorian season two, she's rumored. Like I said, that was 5 years after the Return of the Jedi. So we don't know how much time has passed since season one. So we don't know how old Baby Yoda is. We don't know if he grew a little inch. We don't know if he's 100 now. We don't know if he's 800,000 years old. We have no clue of all this time span. So, live action comes out. Okay, we have a rumored Ahsoka series in the works. Oh my God, rumor. So what happens if that happens? And then three shows are supposed to come together, like rumors has it. So that's Ahsoka series. That's maybe The Mandalorian. And that's maybe another live action from another Jedi. Maybe Ezra, maybe Thrawn. We don't know. So we all know at the end of, I don't know if you saw this, but I've seen it. I've looked it up. We see the ghost in The Rise of Skywalker and the Mandalorian spacecraft in The
Yes.
Rise of Skywalker. So we know maybe the Mandalorian is still alive in episode 9, and Ahsoka is still alive because of Morai. Morai is everything. No one, if that bird does not show up in season two of The Mandalorian with Ahsoka, I'm going to be really upset.
That
Because
would be interesting.
that bird is keeping Ahsoka Tano alive. That bird is.
Yeah, so a like crack theory that I had, After especially the Rebels arc with Mortis and all of the Mortis lore, is I was wondering, since in the Clone Wars, Anakin basically kills the brother and the father. Well, I think the brother actually kills the sister and then the father, and then Anakin kills the brother or something like that.
Yeah,
like he balances like that. Mortis. Anyway, they all die, and the daughter, her life force is used to bring Ahsoka Tano back to life. So I was wondering if, because those like figures basically died off, if they, since they're basically gods, if they would have like a new vessel of some sort.
Yes.
And Ahsoka is becoming the next daughter of the Force. That, I was wondering if something like that was going to happen. And her and Maul in the Clone Wars and Rebels have really seemed to be represented as foils of each other. And so I was wondering if they were going to try and do a similar thing as they were doing with Ahsoka, with Maul and the... But I'm not very sure, because obviously we see the end of Maul in Rebels.
Yeah, so he's gone. With... I hope so.
Yeah, but I've wondered, like, you know, the daughter is basically back as the Convor Morai and is following Ahsoka. So I'm wondering if, like, the brother is still out there in some sort, like a reincarnation animal type deal too.
Yeah, because even at the end of Clone Wars, when Vader picks up Ahsoka's lightsaber and he knows it's Ahsoka, we see his eyes go a little back to blue, and we look up and he sees Morai. So he knows Ahsoka is still alive because she has another lightsaber and he only had one.
Yeah.
So he knows, it's like what he said in Rebels, our long-awaited meeting has finally arrived. You know, they're long-awaiting a meeting. And even plus, Dave Filoni posted pictures of Ahsoka and Captain Rex on Camelback. So if Captain Rex is still alive in The Rise of Skywalker, and Ahsoka Tano is, which I'm saying she is because she is, Ahsoka could pull herself out of the world of worlds, if you get what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Because Ezra pulled her right out. He was going to pull Kenan out, but then he would die.
Yeah.
So he couldn't.
Yeah.
So there's alternate universes in Star Wars. Like, people have, we have alternate universes. Like, just say maybe this alternate universe, Anakin is Darth Vader. What happens if Darth Vader never happened?
Yeah.
You know?
So it's interesting you say that, because the Darth Vader comics almost hint at that. Have you read the Darth Vader comic?
I don't read the comics, but I've seen like people doing reviews on them and like telling us what's in it. So I've seen some of them, yes.
Yeah, because Darth Vader tries to create like this mechanism on Mustafar that would basically open a gateway to another world, and he was attempting to use it to try and bring Padme back. And then during his Vader arc, there is also a comic in which he has a dream, and in his dream he kills Darth Sidious and goes and finds Obi-Wan on Tatooine and apologizes to him and comes back to the light side, and then he wakes up and realizes it wasn't true.
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, so it's interesting to hint at, like, other possibilities being out there, because it's like, they keep getting, like, teased, but we haven't seen it happen yet.
Yes, and I feel like with this new... Like, because what are they going to do in 2023? Like I said earlier, what are they writing, you know? Are they going to kill The Mandalorian after season 5 of it? Because there's only going to be 5 seasons of The Mandalorian. That's rumored out there. Were they going to kill off Baby Yoda, turn him to the dark side? Like, we know, like, what are they going to do with Baby Yoda? Like, Baby Yoda is still out there. So I'm like, with these movies, they don't align with anything. You know, they just, they really don't. That's a whole new saga with Kylo and Rey. Like, that's not even the Skywalker saga. Like, that's just a whole nother ball game. If you want to make a Skywalker saga, end it off with like Luke. I don't like Luke, but you can end it off with him. Like Anakin. Like bring Ahsoka into it, you know. Bring Obi-Wan back a little. Bring everybody that was in the Skywalker saga back.
Yeah,
I know that they're old and everything. I understand that, but like, it's a Skywalker saga, not a Palpatine saga, you know?
Yeah. I get you. I kind of didn't like that they brought Palpatine back because it kind of like invalidated the Anakin prophecy for me, because he was supposed to be the one that inevitably killed the Sith Lord, and that was true with the prequels and the original trilogy, and then the sequels came along and kind of ruined that. But it would be interesting to see if what you're talking about with like the World of Worlds, if they try and fix their mistake by like saying Anakin reaches out in the World of Worlds and is why Palpatine dies, like helping rip something.
Yeah, because Palpatine got thrown down an elevator shaft. He's dead. Like, there's no way he coming back. Or like we even like there's so many universes out there that he could have even knew about the World of Worlds and pulled himself out of it. You know, he could have really just went, salute, I'm out. All right, let's go. You know, he's someone said I saw something on Instagram the other day, like Palpatine is rumored to be in season two of The Mandalorian. I'm like, I'm gonna punch people in the throat after that.
What?
Like, who else is rumored? I want to be rumored.
Yeah,
Like,
I will say, I know everybody's joking, like, oh my God, everybody and their mother is being rumored for Mandalorian, but I would love to see Ahsoka, and like, even care if Ahsoka's like a main character or not, but I would love to see her interact with Mando and Baby Yoda, just because obviously like Mando and everyone who has seen Baby Yoda does not know what he is. Like obviously the species is unknown. We don't know his name. He's just being referred to as the child. But like Ahsoka was trained in the Jedi Order, where Master Yoda was a very prominent figure. So she would know, like, oh, hey, I knew another being of this species, you
yeah,
know?
I feel like you're gonna have. I don't know if you're gonna have it if she has a rumored Ahsoka Tano series, because I don't know when they'll start that. Where are they gonna like put it on to? Maybe after Order 66 and where she goes, or after the Mandalorian season two. But we know that she's not taking Baby Yoda. I feel like she's not gonna say, "Mando, give it to me so I can train him." No,
Yeah, no.
that's not gonna
I don't
happen.
think Ahsoka really has an interest in becoming like a teacher.
I think I don't know about that. I think she'll train, you know, but I feel like after Order 66, everybody lost hope. All the Jedi that were still alive lost hope. Obi-Wan, he went to Tatooine, right? He went to Tatooine, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yoda went to Dagobah. Ahsoka went somewhere, Ezra went somewhere, Kanan went somewhere. Like the Jedi, like Kanan changed his name. From Caleb Dune to Kanan. So, like, the Jedi are so, like, even I forgot the scene, but what the hell was that scene? Now it's gonna haunt me. But like when Ahsoka says people have lost faith in the Jedi. And I and something else, so someone said another thing about Jedi, and I'm like, no wonder it was so easy for Palpatine to say to everybody the Jedi are traitors. Like it because you know, and like we saw in Revenge of the Sith, Padme was in shock. And some people were in shock, but some people were like, yeah, Palpatine, Jedi, suck it. Yeah, we're gonna kill them all. Like, and I understand because it was just that. So I feel like with the Jedi that are still alive now and maybe coming back into the saga a little, like Ahsoka. I don't know. I don't know if Ahsoka will train Baby Yoda. We will have to see. But I feel like she'll know certain about him because Yoda's dead. Yoda won't train him. Obi-Wan is dead. Anakin's dead. Luke is still out there in the Mandalorian season two, but we don't know if we'll see a miniature Luke or a little older Luke, you know. But I feel like she will train the child, but not like with combat, you know, like.
That would be interesting, like in like Force or something, you know?
Yeah,
Just
because if you take, go ahead, go ahead.
cuz like as Ahsoka has gotten older, her relationship with the Force has obviously changed. And I think they're doing a really good job representing that with her lightsabers. Because obviously her, I could say current lightsabers, her white lightsabers, she took them from an Inquisitor's lightsaber and purified the crystals, and she purified them white, which is basically a gray Jedi move, I could say, I guess.
Yeah.
There's some bit of discussion on whether she is actually a gray Jedi or not. I like to think so, considering she has kind of realized that the Jedi weren't doing just the will of the Force. She kind of has like that Qui-Gon outlook,
She
how
does. She's
like
similar to
he.
Qui-Gon a lot.
And it's funny, I really like her lightsaber symbolism throughout the series too. As you mentioned, when like Darth Vader picks up her lightsaber when he comes back to the crash site. I've heard some discussion on the symbolism of Ahsoka leaving her main lightsaber, the one she built, and not the Shoto lightsaber, and about how she left that one because that was like her building her lightsaber and like her decision to leave the Jedi, whereas the other lightsaber was a gift from Anakin and she didn't leave that. So I thought that was really interesting. I'm curious to see what happens in the future with her lightsabers and if they're going to change a bit more, and what did she do with her second lightsaber? Did she leave it and it was just off screen or all of that, you know?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I feel like you could do so many more. That's why they're tracking back to like the Kenobi series and Ahsoka series and Ezra Thrawn's live action series, a Bad Batch series, That's why, because they don't know what's next. People want to know what happened with Ahsoka. Is she still alive? I think she's still alive. Even if she dies somehow, I bet you she's still alive, because after the Return of the Jedi, there's no Inquisitors out there still. There's no one. So who is she getting killed by? Who is she fighting?
I mean, she's basically the Nikki Six of Star Wars, considering she's already died
Yeah,
once.
she already died once. She came back. Like fucking Palpatine came back like 25 times, and he's still alive. I bet you he's still alive in the next saga. Shit.
Oh my gosh.
But that's my theory. Do you agree with my theory, Tony?
I don't know if she's going to be alive, but I agree with your theory because I think you're right in that Morai is definitely looking after Ahsoka and that people are overlooking the World of Worlds. Like, I think they're going to build something up. Like, Dave Filoni knows what he's
I
doing
love
with
that
that.
guy. I
Like,
just want to
he's.
touch his bald head.
Yeah, and I think, forgive me if my facts are wrong, but I think the bird, Morai, the species of the bird is called a Convor or
Yes.
Convery. And I believe that's named after his wife's maiden name or something. And I think that's adorable.
I know. I really want to lie. I hope they put more eye. Like I said, I really hope they put more eye in season two. I really hope so.
Yeah, it would be interesting, like even if we don't see Ahsoka, but we see like the Convors flying around, like that'd be interesting. 'Cause obviously they're kind of like opening up this like animal relationship between Jedis. Like, Kanan had the Loth Wolf that was saying doom.
Yeah.
And Ezra was obviously having a communication with the Loth Cats, Ahsoka with the Convor, and I've been seeing a bunch of stuff about Ben Solo and blue butterflies now.
And then Baby
So
Yoda with frogs, he just eats the frogs.
yes,
He has a connection.
yeah, for sure. But yeah, so I would love to see a bit more of Ahsoka's Convors flying around.
I hope so. I hope we see a lot. But any but We gotta end the show, Tony. I know, don't cry. Don't die. Don't cry. But before we go, any upcoming projects you would like to spill for us on the Scavoli
Oh,
show?
for sure. So obviously, I just sold out of my first Ahsoka Tano pin. And right now, I'm calling them my victory and death
Ooh.
pins. It is Ahsoka's hand holding her lightsaber, and then Darth Vader holding the snow-covered Ahsoka lightsaber. And those are going to be sold in a set, and those are in production right now, and I'm hoping to run pre-sales on those semi-soon.
Ooh.
And then I have another upcoming Ahsoka design that I want to release in October because it's kind of spooky, but that's all I'll say about that design.
All right. I'm so excited to see everything of yours. You're an amazing artist. I love your work so much.
Thank you so
Where can
much.
everybody find you on the social of the meteors?
Yeah, so right now I'm obviously just on Etsy and Instagram. So my Etsy shop is Tano Creations, and you can find me at the same at on Instagram, Tano
Oh
Creations.
yeah, go follow her. She's nice. Don't be a douche and don't follow her. Don't be that. You can follow
Yeah, for
me.
sure.
You can follow me, Chris underscore Scavoli on Instagram, at the Scavoli Show on Instagram, Twitter, the Scavoli Show, and on Facebook for you old wrinkly motherfuckers that don't know how to work a computer or phone. I'm on Facebook also, you fucking wrinkly motherfuckers. At the Scavoli Show. Thank you, Tony, so much for coming on. I appreciate you so much. I will talk to you in like 5 minutes, not even like after this. So,
All right.
but thank you
Thank
so
you so
much.
much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Anytime. You come back anytime.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Guys, you are listening to the Scavoli Show, and I will see you all soon. You know, maybe not soon, but I won't hear you. You know, we love you. Bye.